USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is pushing for a $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill. Republicans on Capitol Hill think the price tag is too high. Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
We're not looking to split the package. That is not a proposal from the White House. I talked to the president about it this morning. That is not what our focus is or our intention is.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Congress has to spend more on security.
We will probably need a supplemental for more security for members when the enemy is within the House of Representatives.
A reporter asked Pelosi to clarify the statement.
It means that we have members of Congress who want to bring guns on the floor and have threatened violence on other members.
She didn't name any members of Congress, but freshman Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene has liked Facebook posts calling for violence against Democrats. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
At least 6 people were killed and 9 others were hospitalized after a liquid nitrogen leak at a meatpacking plant in Gainesville, Georgia. 5 of the victims died at the scene of the hazmat incident at Prime Pack Foods, and a 6th died at Northeast Georgia Medical Center. 9 patients were transferred to the medical center, including 3 Gainesville firefighters. The cause of the leak wasn't known, and there was no explosion. Lawmakers in the South Carolina State Senate have passed a bill to ban most abortions, sending it to the Republican-controlled House, where it's expected to pass. The state's Governor Henry McMaster said he intends to sign the controversial South Carolina Fetal Heartbeat Protection from Abortion Act when it lands on his desk. The bill prohibits a doctor under threat of felony charges and a 2-year prison sentence from performing an abortion after the heartbeat of a fetus has been detected. That generally occurs between 6 to 8 weeks after conception. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some parents have become extremely frustrated over having to teach their children virtually. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
A parent in Virginia is apparently losing his patience regarding local schools being closed because of the coronavirus pandemic. In a video that has gone viral on social media, the father can be seen addressing members of the Loudoun County, Virginia school board.
You're a bunch of cowards hiding behind our children as an excuse for keeping schools closed. You think you're some sort of martyrs because of the decisions you're making when the statistics do not lie that the vast majority of the population is not at risk from this virus. The garbage workers who pick up my freaking trash risk their lives every day more than anyone in this school system. Figure it out or get off the podium. Because you know what? There's people like me and a lot of other people out there who will gladly take your seat and figure it out. It's not a high bar. Raise the freaking bar.
Schools in Loudoun County have been closed for in-person learning since March. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Cicely Tyson, the actress famous for Sounder, the autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman, and the women of Brewster Place, has passed away. The cause and circumstance of her death was not disclosed. Cicely Tyson was 96 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.